One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com. It's a beautiful day here in the Sierra Nevadas at the foothills in Northern California. I'm your host, John Almada, and we're coming to you from the land of Shingland out here in Shingle Springs, California, in the heart of the gold country. And this is a special edition of Soul Stream from Studio A. We're back in business with Studio A. And as you can tell, my voice is 100% back at full throttle, so I'm back here. Doing my thing. Good to see everybody in the chat room, and for all the lurkers out there that are not in, I hit the options button in the chat room. Let me take that out. Good to see you all out there. I know you're all listening, and we see you in the logs. We know you're there. So anyway, hey, we have Fire Witch. Karen is my co-host, and I think I'll be taking her call here. I've already got two callers just getting started, so good to see you guys calling in. Let's see. We have Phil. Phil, WHI54, Sasquatch, Thomas, my friend, and I did get your mail, and I'm going to give you a call here tomorrow. I'll call you about, he wants me on his show. So I am going to be a guest on Thomas's show, and we're going to exchange gifts there of being guests. I think I'll bring him on and have him on mine. And let's see, we got Vicodan and Amethyst72 just joined the room. So we've got the regulars in, and we'll probably see a few more pop in and out. As the show goes on, we got 2 hours here tonight, and let's see. I've already gone through 3/4 of that cup of coffee I just got, so I'll have to when we take a break, run up and grab coffee here. Anyway, I'm trying to remember. I am trying to remember whose number I think 936 gets us. Karen, are you dialing in? If you are, let me know which number, which area code you're coming in from, because I don't have that lot written down in here. And while I'm waiting for that from her, let's talk about some of the stuff going on. Out on Facebook, I've been posting the EVPs we have from our Bodhi expedition back in June 2009. And that has been that was a very productive mission for us. And we are going back to Bodhi. On July 30th, Karen is actually flying up. I'm picking her up from the airport, and she's flying up, and we're going to have three of us. Karen, which area code is it? Because I can't tell which one. I think it's the six, the one that starts with a six. Because I've already got callers in there with their hands up. So I didn't write. Yep, that's who I think it is there. So I'll get you on in just a sec. But anyway, yeah, we are going to be going to the mighty ghost town of Bodhi, California, and we'll be staying at another place. I won't reveal that quite yet because we're working out the details with the staff at another haunted location nearby, and we'll be spending the night there. And if possible, if we have internet available, we will broadcast from that location for about an hour. As we get ready for the hunt and get ready to go in there and maybe talk with the proprietors and see if they're willing to come on and be part of the show. So Fry is back in business. We are in the middle of ghost hunting season, and we've been a slow start, but we are ready to go. And The other thing coming up is in September, mark your calendars, because we will be doing a very special tour of the Southwest on the road. We'll be going pretty much from Virginia City to Goldfield to the Armagosa Opera House to Sedona and all around there. We're going to be hitting Greer, Arizona, where there's an amazingly haunted hotel we're going to hit. We're going to be down in the southern part of Arizona, going through, I'm trying to remember the name of that really southern location, Bisbee, the Copper Queen Hotel. We're going to be staying there. We're going to move up to Tombstone and wander around in there and get a gander at everything, and then up to Phoenix and then back home. So it'll be an amazing amount of evidence gathered. We'll be having a great time, and we'll make you guys part of the trip. So with that, I'll bring Karen on, and let me reach over here. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, John. Hi, everybody.
Hey. I have a microphone just sitting here to my right, 2 feet away for you to be able to sit at here in about a week and a half. And I even got you a chair, so it's all set. So
official.
Yeah, and I've even got the spare laptop set up by your own computer and everything. So it's like a real radio station here or something. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm a little silly tonight. It's been a really weird day today.
Well, it was all the heat stroke from that air conditioner
failure
of yours.
My air conditioning went out yesterday. And, you know, it's only like 112, 113 here, no problem. So today, my house, my thermostat said it got up to about 98 in the house, but I swear it was hotter. Yeah, and the fans in the spring, myself down, just wasn't cutting it, so I thought, I'm going to go fill my tub up with water and hop in it. Well, I ran the water, and I ran the water, and all this hot water came out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but my son got home from school. He got the part put in. It didn't work right away, we're like, oh, my God, it's not working. But it finally kicked on, and the house is now cooling down. So I'm coming back from being a puddle. So.
Well, we are glad to have you. When I talked to you last night, and I was like, oh, God, that poor woman. I wonder how she's sleeping. I'm sure you had every cover off, and you were just laying on top of the bed.
Well, the fan was on full blast, and, yeah, I just sprayed myself down with water.
Oh, my God. Well, we're doing a special solstice. I'm glad you called in. I wasn't this is not our normal night.
Yeah,
I appreciate you doing it. I just have been trying to make up for lost time. Having that voice, problem when I had my voice go out just for a good 10 days there, it was hell on wheels. And it was funny, as I was with Spencer Hughes in the early part of the month, him and I and his family were out along with Renee from our team. We went out and hunted at a haunted restaurant out in Sebastopol, California. We were all out in near these trees that were blooming, and Spence lost his voice about the same time I lost mine, but he got his back faster than mine, but he was out of it too, which was a real surprise to hear that. And but tomorrow I'm going over to his place because he lives in a haunted home, and we're going to be doing some special tests with the infrared and full spectrum camera I just got. So we're going to be giving that a whirl and try that out. Yeah, we're going to see what we get. And Spence, he's like real passionate about this stuff, just like we are, and it's just amazing to hear him when he really gets going, and he loves his ghosts at his house. I'm not sure about them because I've been scratched and we've gotten threatening EVPs and everything else, but he seems to handle it pretty well. So we're going to go in there tomorrow and have a good time, and I'll tell you guys about it on Thursday, what happened. But anyway, this is Soulstream, and you guys know the drill. We're going to be bringing some people on, and it looks like I've got one person out there waiting from 936 area code wants to come on. And, I see Dominica has joined us. And, Dominica, thank you for friending me on Facebook. I thought you were already my friend out there. I was so cool. I was like, hey, she's not my friend.
I I saw that, and I was surprised. I thought, yeah, I thought he was her friend already.
It's like, how did that happen, you know? I mean, that's Dom's like friends with everybody. I mean, good Lord. Anyway, let's see. Let's bring this 936 on.
Oh, Dom,
and
I loved your little video of the doggy.
I did see that, too, the video of the dog, and the dog was, that dog, Dom, can talk. It was trying to actually speak English. I think your dog's like a, you know, the Einstein of dogs or something. So, okay, 936, you are on the air, my friend.
Oh, my God, am I on the air?
There's someone
on
the
air. That's what I always say. Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Is this Thomas?
Yes, it is.
I see. I'm getting the voice down now. I mean, it just took a reminder, and then it just clicked in, so I got that down. What are you doing, Thomas?
Oh, I'm calling back in to do our slipstream tonight.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The Soulstream slipstream thing, my jigger. I remember that now. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I knew I had something out there going on, and oops, I just had my windows all go crazy. Here we go. I had a bunch of EVPs for later on to play from good Lord, my windows are just all like giving me a fit here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, from Bodie, and we had a few.
Good. You guys got a lot of EVPs. They're just, wow. They're like some of the best I've heard.
Yeah, we had one that sounded it sounds just like a regular person, but it wasn't us.
Right.
And I'll go ahead and post that in the chat room there, if I can get that to paste. Good Lord, Windows is just wigging out today here. I'll tell you. Okay, finally. I don't know what's going on here, but this is driving me batty. Sorry, guys. I am having a heck of a time. I can't hardly paste anything. Okay, there we go. Finally, it caught up with itself. All right, so I just posted it out there, and yes, I am the Master Chief in the chat room today. I have to admit, I am an avid player of Halo, and the Master Chief is the hero to me. So yes, I do. I create immense mayhem and destruction when I'm on my Xbox, and I love that, my Xbox 360. Anyway, so check those EVPs out, and I'll play a couple on the show here towards the end. We'll play a few of what we got, and we'll talk about maybe a little technique with EVP. And before we go on with the slipstream, I'll also mention with Bodhi, if you do happen to be out in the area, you know, just in case you want to meet up with us at Bodhi on July 31st, let us know. We would be happy to try to get the timing right so that we can all hook up. And we're going to bring lunch out there and, have lunch, do a little tailgate party before we go in.
I want to mention to you about that.
Oh, really?
Don't let me forget. Yes.
I won't let you forget. Okay. Don't forget you have an idea. I just wanted to tell
you
that.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Thomas. We are going to slipstream you, my friend, and let's see. Now, remind me, because my brain is just a little shy. I know we had the last EVP, which I do have saved off, which I was good about, but what exactly, because my brain is gone. I am not remembering the full details of that. I know we talked with somebody close to you.
Yeah, I've had an intruder in my life. And she's a young female, and I was haunted by my aunt. She caught me between that state of being, you know, half awake, half asleep.
Yeah. Okay, I remember part of this, and then and she had something to say. Matter of fact, I think I've got the. Yeah, I still got the reading right here. Yeah, I think this is it. No, it isn't, so I'm not going to go there. Anyway, so this is your aunt now, and catching you in your sleep, right?
Yeah, she tapped me on the foot, and I partially opened my eyes, and I could see her, and I said, "What do you want?" And she said, "You need to hurry up." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because I'm ready to come back into a physical body again, and you're going to be my dad." And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. I came clean awake, and I, it took me another 2 hours to go to sleep. It was like 1:30 in the morning before I could go to sleep.
Yeah, that's not good. And what I remembered was that it wasn't so much they were predicting your impending doom of your physical form, but they were just basically kind of just letting you know what the future was. And that, and not only that, she was sort of not the most, tactful of spirits in life. And what was it? She's been gone like, what, 3 years, 4 years?
February of 2004 is when she departed.
So she's still a little, she's still got some personality, I can tell you that. So let me see. You know, you have questions. How many questions you got? A couple, two or three?
Let me think about this because I haven't really formed them. I know one question I want to ask about this woman that's come into my life. And then I want to ask the timing on it. And I know last time we did this, there was more than one soul that came into the reading.
Yeah, we had like a man, a woman, and then this, and the woman in your life, I remember now, is South Africa, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we did that when the stream ran off on the last show. We just continued on, and so that's actually an archive. Okay. So, what do you think? You got a fair idea on the questions?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and fire up the FM. Here we go. Having a little fun with the frequencies here. I just got to remember to get the shielding down here. 103.1 is about as good as I'm going to get. And I'm just hoping that holds. Actually, guys, I'm going to give this a check. Sorry about this.
Due to the price.
Aren't technical problems a load of fun?
Well, what it is I have basically a Faraday cage on my other one in Studio B. And I ordered the same exact radio, so I've got almost a complete duplicate of everything. And I just found a perfect frequency here, 99.7 here. And it just depends on where you put the radios and things like that. But the other thing is you need a Faraday cage, which is like a little enclosure of a screen, fine mesh,
right,
that you put an electronic device in, and it will screen out radio signals very effectively. And that's what I have to do with this radio. And I have done the other one with basically foil, a foil arrangement, which really does a good job. But I found a clean frequency here, so I think we're good to go.
For some reason, I'm getting 99.8, and I don't know why. Can you try that?
Let me try it. I'm 99.7, and that's I can't. That's exactly the because they go in odd increments.
Numbers.
Yeah, so you hit it right on almost, and 99 to about 100, a little over 100 megahertz. That's generally where I like to be with this, and there's some people who say that upwards to about 130 megahertz with this kind of work seems to bring in spirits really well. So we're right in the band here. So I'm pretty happy with what I see, and let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to do just a real quick check here. Check audio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Check audio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, looks like we're set to go, my friend. All right, so you're all set with your questions, right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Is Kaylee the one you've chose to be your mother?
Okay, next.
What is the timing on this?
Okay, next.
Are you going to come back as a boy or a girl?
Okay, we all stopped at 1:15, and let me end the signal here. And let's see. Yeah, that was a pretty interesting reading last time that we had. I think the thing that came to me was that none of it was really negative. It was all positive stuff, even with your aunt, who's kind of a little bit of a different figure, if you will. I just get a good feeling about this whole thing. This is good. This is good for you. And we talked a little bit about I think your relationship with this gal in South Africa when we were off stream and we were just in the archive part. And I just get a good feeling with you on this. I think it's going to work out.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm running the compression right now. Now. Since we're doing that, and I'm going to be burning a little time here, tell us a story about this woman from South Africa, man. Tell us all about this, because we love love stories here. So.
So she contacted me on Blog Talk Radio because of one of the guests that I've had on. She was interested in getting in contact with that guest. In fact, I'm having that guest on again this week. Her name is Jan Weiss. And she spent quite a time in South Africa herself. She went there for a 2-week vacation, and she ended up staying for 9 or 10 months because the South African government paid her to stay there and communicate with elephants, dolphins, and baboons. She was so good at it, they actually paid her to stay there. So she ended up staying
there
for 9 or 10 months. And this young woman is wanting to get in touch with her to go through one of Jan's workshops. The workshop she does is basically self-enhancement, spiritual awareness. I can't speak for some reason. But, that was initially why she contacted me, and things just kind of started going from there, and she became very interested in me and wanted to know more about me. And you know, being a very open person, I told her I answered just about any questions she asked me, so... it's just kind of gone from there, and just put it this way, my knees are shaking right now, so.
So you think you're going to be able to, you're going to go to South Africa to meet her?
No, she's talking about coming here.
All right.
So here I am, 40 years old, divorced, been divorced for a year now. I've really gotten comfortable with living with just 3 dogs. And all of a sudden, there's a woman coming along to mess it all up. So I'm sitting here going...
Hey, you're not supposed to look at it that way.
Well, you know, if you talk to my ex-wife, who I was married to for 10 years, the first thing she'll tell you about our marriage is that it was a one-night stand that went way wrong.
That's
the first thing she'll tell you, okay? And we were married for 10 years, so... Yeah, I always told everybody, yeah, I was having really fun in life and doing lots of stuff, and then I came down with a wife, so.
Well, you know, it doesn't mean they're all like that.
Oh, no, I'm better friends with my ex-wife now than I was when I was married to her, so. Just, you know,
yeah.
It's one of those things. She called me on, was it Saturday, my ex-wife did. She said, can I come up? I said, why? Because my dad's bombing the house. And I said, yeah, sure, as long as you bring food. Stopped at McDonald's on the way and came by and hid here while her dad was bombing the house down there in Houston. So I was like, okay, I got free food out of this. I can't go wrong with that.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, he's looking at the good points and the bright side. That's good.
That's right.
Positive thinking.
Hey, I want you to know I did a womanless wedding last year, okay? You ever heard of a womanless wedding?
A womanless wedding?
A womanless wedding.
Oh, no, there's something coming here. I can feel it.
I was a bridesmaid.
Now, that I would have liked to see.
Yes, the only person dressed like a man is the groom and the father standing there with a shotgun. Everybody else is a man wearing women's clothing. And we did it for charity, and we raised like $3,000 doing a woman's wedding. So
I thought California had troubles, but boy, you Texans take the cake.
you know, my mother actually found a dress for me to wear at a Goodwill store in Kansas, and it was a 56W. And I want you to know right now, I never want to meet the woman that fit in that dress. Okay.
Oh no.
It fit me very well. It wasn't tight anywhere, and I made it look good. I'm here to tell you.
Mandy got pictures?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you go to YouTube and you put in "womanless wedding," you'll find. And you can see me. I'm wearing a nice yellow sundress with a floral print. I had a wig on and earrings and.
You are one secure man, let me tell you.
Yes.
That takes a secure male to go in there.
But, you know, it's funny. My mother had been asking me for a month or so if I would do this, and she goes, we're going to cater barbecue the night before the wedding. I said, I'm so there. We'll work for food. Okay, I'm there. So that's what got me hook, line, and sinker was the catered barbecue on the rehearsal night. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do it for food. But, I mean, I played the part up in everything. I went there in flip-flops and a wig and, you know, the sundress, had earrings on. I even had a scarf around my neck. And when I walked up to the front, I got past the crowd up towards the podium. I turned around and put my hand on my hip. I cocked my hip out and put my hand on my hip, and I said, I'm too sexy for this wedding. And everybody roared. I mean, it took them another 2 or 3 minutes to get the crowd quieted down before the rest of the bridesmaids come in. The volunteer fireman, I felt sorry for, because he was a shorter guy, and he had a cut-top dress, and his wife had taken her lipstick out and wrote on his back, call me for a good time. So.
Oh, no, God. Oh, no. This is right.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, we did it for charity, and if it wasn't for charity, believe me, I wouldn't have done it.
That sounds wonderful. No, that's great. I think that's just wonderful you guys did that.
Yeah.
It's, just let you guys know I'm working on this while we're talking, and it looks like Debbie Caruso and company, i.e. our friends from Big Circle, are doing their business. We got a lot of phrasing here. So I'm on the first one, and I've still got the other two to do. So sorry this is taking a little longer than normal. It's I'm having to do a little extra work on it, but it is starting to pan out here. Anyway, so did you find that it's like something you'd do again?
For the right type of food, sure.
Well, now we know how to get to him. Just, you know, if you want him to do anything, just offer him some food.
If you put in Womanless Wedding on YouTube, you'll find an absolute plethora of people who do this. But I found the one that I was in, and I'll go ahead and paste the link. And
I wrote it down. I also wrote yellow sundress down. Just so
well, if you click on that link, there's no sound. Let me find where I'm at, because I'm in here.
Yeah, and remember, everybody that has any
56W
addresses, send them to Thomas.
Yeah.
He wants those, and...
If you let the video go to the 12-second mark, that's me in the yellow sundress right there at 12 seconds. In all my glory.
Oh, my God. Did you get a date?
No. And I want to tell you something. You've never seen a dress come off a man so fast after that thing was over with. So.
Oh, God.
I even had a bouquet of flowers in my hand. I forgot about that. So,
did somebody throw the flowers, or were everybody running to catch the flowers at the wedding?
Oh, Lord, no. But we sold the garter belt, and we raised the garter belt on the bride. We sold it and made $280 off of that alone. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had fun doing that. I really did. I don't recommend anybody try that unless you're really secure with being heterosexual, because I am, and some of those guys there were not. So there you go.
Now, was this a real wedding, or was it just like a fake, you know, they did it for charity, but it was sort of a fake thing?
Yeah, it was a fake event for charity, and you know, the entire town showed out for this, and plus people from other towns, too. Yeah, it was really, the father of the bride escorted the groom in with a shotgun. So that was my, you'll see that in the video when you watch it. It's just, you know, those are still frames. Somebody's supposed to have a motion video of it, but I didn't do that. So.
Oh my God!
The guy in the flower girl in the white dress—that's a deputy sheriff, throwing those out there.
Oh my God! Definitely get in touch with your other side of yourself. You know, it's just jeez. I'll bet you that was something you're never going to forget. Let's just put it that way.
No, I had a lot of fun with that, and I really had the crowd roaring when I said, "I'm too sexy for this wedding."
Did you use your own voice, or were you? Did you try like putting a kind of a girl's voice on it, or?
Yeah, what do you call it? A falsetto or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that because I do a homosexual voice really well. Stop it, you silly woman. I'm not going to sit here and take that from you anymore. You're being stupid.
Oh, God. You sure you're... I won't say it. Anyway.
Oh, you're scaring me now.
You know, I worked in a topless club in Houston for 2 years. I was the assistant manager there. I had to wear the shirt and tie and everything. And I'm telling you, after being around that many women with no clothes on, I am immune. So I'm very, very secure in my heterosexual nature, okay? I'm not homosexual. I'm heterosexual. But the attributes of a woman don't turn me on like they do other men. It's like, okay, I'm warning you. If you don't put those away, I'm going to have to get upset. You're aiming those things at me. Cut it out. Stop it. You know, so, yeah.
Did they actually do that? Did when you worked in a club like that, did they actually do play little games on you and stuff when you were the manager?
Oh, yeah. There were girls that would walk up with their brand-new $4,000 breast job and flash them at me, and I'm going, you know, I saw those yesterday. I saw them the day before. I saw them today, and, you know, chances are I'll see them tomorrow, and guess what? They don't do a damn thing for me, okay? Go show them to somebody that wants to pay you to look at those.
Oh, God, what would they do?
They just laugh at me and either hit me or whatever and make some little cute comment. But, yeah, they were always dancers. I'm here to tell you, they have one of the most vivid sense of humors, and it all deals with stuff that I really can't talk about on your show. But, anyway.
At least they enjoy their job, it sounds like, for the most part.
Yes, and I dated a woman at that club for 2.5 years, and one thing I can really tell you is that they build up all this sexual energy working at that club, and I was the fortunate individual that she took all that sexual energy out on, and that's all I'll say about it. I won't say anything else about it, just there you go.
Boy, I learn something new every day on this show, no matter what, and I try not to. What got you to change the job? I mean, what changed the whole employment scene on that?
I was really tired of playing ship's counselor to all the dancers in the club because I was the big teddy bear. I was the one that they could not, you know, get past. It was like, you want to go somewhere and do blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, thank you. There's no penicillin dispenser at that hotel. Just forget it. I quit working for that club. I walked in at 8 o'clock in the morning after I'd been up at the pool hall, the 24-hour pool hall, and I knew the owner got there at 8 in the morning. So I walked into his office, and I put the keys on his desk, and I said, I quit. And he was trying to stop me. And I said, no, I'm going to go drive a cab full time. And so I left and went and drove a cab for a living when I left that club. And he called me 4 months later and he said, I'm opening a new club. I said, yeah, I know. He said, I need a manager that can hit the floor running. I said, it's going to cost you. He said, well, come in tomorrow and we'll talk about it. So I walked in there and I sat down at his desk and he said, okay, what do you got in mind? I said, $200 cash a shift and I want 6% of the alcohol take at the end of each month.
Oh, my God. You drive a hard bargain.
He threw a hissy fit. 6%? I said, Pete, it's a new club. You're not going to have that much clientele. You're not going to be selling as much alcohol. I want 6%. See, I was getting 1% of the alcohol take at the club I used to work at for him, and if they sold $250,000 worth of alcohol in a month, that was a $2,500 paycheck minus tax.
Yeah.
So 1% was fine, but at this new club, I said 6%, or I'm going back to my cab, and you can forget about it. So he agreed, and I worked, what did I work? I worked Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I did the same thing there, 4 shifts over 3 days. I worked a double on Saturday, and I made $200 cash a shift, and then I got 6% of the alcohol take, and I gave him 3 months. 3 months. I said, you have 3 months to get somebody in here I can train that can do the job that I do, and then I'm walking. Well, when the six-month mark hit, I walked into his office, and I started to put the keys on the desk, and he said, no, let me get somebody.
Yeah.
You've had 6 months to get somebody. I'll tell you what, I'll give you another month, and I'm not even going to come and see you. I'm going to put the keys in a FedEx envelope and FedEx them to you. You're not going to see me anymore. Well, 2 days later, there was somebody in there for me to train. And I trained them, and then I walked away because that's a hard life. It is. Everybody thinks it's fun and games and everything else, but I swear to God, every dancer that walks in there, they have to come lean on you and tell you their problems, and then they want to go to a 24-hour restaurant after work is over, and they want to have breakfast with you and tell you more of their problems, and it's like...
That's funny. I used to wait on those girls.
Oh, yes.
I worked the graveyard shift, and they would come into our restaurant after work at night.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
So,
well, hey, guts, guess what? I've got it all done, and chat room is sitting there going, what are they doing? And it's like, interesting talk here. Come on, guys. And it's just been running me a little bit longer than I would have liked to get the conversions done. But there, for some reason, it was just a little bit different than I usually get. But good right channel bias and Big Circle did their thing. And sorry to jump in there, guys, but we're clipping along. 10:07 here at in Shingle Springs, and we are clipping right along. So let's try your first question there, Thomas.
Okay.
And let me just go ahead and play that, and then.
Is Kaylee the one you chose to be your mother?
Okay, so is Kaylee the one you chose to be your mother? And Kaylee being Aunt Kaylee, right?
No. Kaylee's the one in South Africa.
Oh, Kaylee's the one in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that Kay with a K or Kaylee with a C?
No, it's Kaylee with a K.
Okay. All right, here we go. 4 seconds. A lot of phrasing. Yeah, let me go ahead and bring the mic up here a little. 4 to 6 and just a little over 6 seconds. So we'll do a 2-second burst. Here we go. Okay, you got a direct response, and it says love to say Kaylee. So that's like pretty exceptional to get it right off the bat with somebody that you are talking about. 6 to 8 seconds. Here we go. I think you've got a winner there, my friend. Because what it says here is love she's going to show you.
Okay.
I think the days of cabs and stripper clubs and all that, there's a reason that we talk about these stories, guys. Everybody in the chat room there, by the way, the reason we talk like that while I'm doing this work is we kind of flesh out the whole story and we get the character of the person we're talking with. So, you know, sometimes it looks like we're going off in the weeds, but trust me, I'm keeping an eye on things here. And there's a reason, and I learned a lot about Thomas I didn't know, and it kind of...
more than we wanted to know.
But, and also that you don't go to breakfast with strippers, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Just say no.
Just say no.
Anyway... let's see. Let's take it eight. I'm going to break it at about 8 to 10 seconds. Here's the next set. Here we go. Dude, you got it made. This spirit talking says, "I sure love you." Okay.
Okay,
so you got some powerful friends on the other side really working on your in your favor. 10 to 12 seconds, next phrase, here we go. Okay, these are exceptionally easy and clear. I don't have to do much, beyond two or three repetitions. And this one says, "I save you." And so this is all good stuff, really a nice reading. And I'm very impressed here with this slipstream. Thomas is wrecking it for me. Now I'm going to go slipstream. Let's see, 12 to 14. Actually, it's going to be just a little bit under 2 seconds, so... I had to find a break point for this one. Let's see what we get. Okay, something about, it sounds to me like we love this town, but I'm not sure what this town's about, so... And I've got that little bug that happens right now. Sorry, guys, I got a little problem here, so we're going to have to export this and then reload this because every so often, Audacity decides to freak out on me, and I have to just run a little quick save. And let's see, let's say 0720. And by the way, that's the thing it always has. July 20th. July 20th, 42 years ago, today, I was sitting in front of a TV watching Man Walk on the Moon for the first time, and I remember that day real well. Thomas meeting...
Man, you are older than dirt.
That's right. Well, my dad actually helped with the nozzle design on the service module engine. And he also did the escape motors, and that was some of the work he did. So Apollo was a big thing around the house because it was like that was our life. And actually, my dad caught a mistake on the service module nozzle design and got into a big fight between NASA, the Air Force, and a bunch of different contractors. And turned out my dad caught the problem and. If they had actually ignited that thing in orbit, it would have blown this spacecraft to kingdom come. So he got his reputation off that little catch. And he helped keep the moon mission going correctly. So it was kind of cool.
I want to tell you something on that note, John.
Yeah.
I used to work for a soil sampling company.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we used to drill holes down to a certain depth and they would test the soil to see how much pressure it would take. One of the scariest jobs I ever did is I went to the Alcoa plant. You've heard of Alcoa, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Alcoa.
Yeah.
Okay. We were having to drill soil samples in a pad area because they were going to build some new buildings there. And there were 4 10,000-gallon tankers that were full of powdered aluminum.
Oh, you've for powdered aluminum is extremely ignitable. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I couldn't smoke the whole day.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. That's the fuel they use for the solid rocket boosters on the space shuttle.
Yeah, ammonium perchlorate has, you know, they mix in different things like that. There's a whole recipe of things that they use in, yeah, if you'll know a little bit about ammonium perchlorate from what happened in Henderson all those years ago where that ammonium perchlorate plant decided to go bye-bye.
Yeah,
and,
they gave us
Richter
the safety,
scale.
They gave us a safety training on it that if you mixed water with the powdered aluminum, it became even more explosive.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, there's some old, if you ever learn anything about fire safety with propulsion systems and things like that, you'll find out that water can be the worst thing to put on a rocket engine fire. Turns out the oxygen in the water will actually be pulled into the fire and make it worse. So the best way to deal with propellant fire is just let it burn. And boy, yeah, I've seen the effect of it. I one time I ended up at the hospital with my father, literally covered in burns, and he was picked up and thrown 50 feet and set on fire, and it melted the safety glasses to his face. That was an engine that, or it was not an engine, but a mixer bowl. They were mixing the propellant, and it picked literally it combusted. He saw it getting ready to combust, and he jumped off the platform, and the it should have blown up, but it punched a hole through the ceiling, and the air blast threw him 50 feet on fire. And yeah, he got to the deluge and covered himself in water, and then got outside and passed out. And the next thing he's in the hospital, and we're going, oh my God, you know. That's when I decided I wasn't going to be a rocket engineer. I went into computers. Kind of at my dad's behest here. Okay, we're getting it. This is just taking a bunch of time here to get this back.
I guess you could tell by the jobs I've had that I've been around the block more than once.
Yeah, you've done a bunch of different things.
Yeah, I went to that plant four different times, and that was the only time that I went to the aluminum side. The rest of the time we were drilling soil samples where they were mining coal at for their power plant, because they're autonomous. They have their own power plant there. They have a 3,000 kW generator there to power the place.
Yeah. And I am having Audacity is just doing some really crazy things right now. Keep going. Keep talking about that.
Yeah. That was my first time to be that close to a dragline, and I'm here to tell you, folks, the bucket on the dragline will easily fit two school buses inside of it.
Oh.
And that's how much earth they were moving at the time, and the guys that ran that dragline, they were so skilled, you never saw the bucket slow down. It'd grab a scoop of earth, and it would just keep going at the same speed, dump it, come around, grab another bucket. I mean, it was just constantly going.
Okay.
Stuff.
I've got Audacity going absolutely crazy, so I'm going to try. Oh, I got it finally. Audacity was just going out and creating instance after instance on its own. I had like a haunted machine here. I was going, am I going to lose the whole show here? That's why I was getting real silent. I'm going, let's see. Here we go.
Probably one of my relatives.
It just went crazy. I'm going, what in the hell is this thing doing? It's one of those nights. But anyway, you were talking about this this generator thing. Keep going with that.
They have their own coal mining operation up there at the plant, and they are constantly going. They've got three drag lines at that plant digging coal out of the ground to power their aluminum manufacturing process. And of course you see the big trucks, the great big dump trucks that have basically train engines in them to power them, going by at 40 miles an hour with a load of coal to the plant. And it's just you really got to have situational awareness when you're at a place like that, because you can end up dead in less than a second.
Yeah, that's a big word in our business, situational awareness. You literally have to watch everything you're, if you are out on the line and you go out and you look around you, there's so many operations that can get you in big trouble, and there's special signals and things you have to pay attention to. So it's a big deal, you know, doing the kind, that kind of work. And but I actually did a titanium safety video. I did one of those because of my voice. They liked my voice, and I actually got in front of a camera and did the whole standard safety video for the industry on. And titanium, same kind of thing. You know, you get shavings of that, and it.
Blank.
Hello, John? Wow, his system is really gone, isn't it?
I am
John,
happy.
Okay,
I am happy.
Away.
Well, it's just, I think I'm finally getting control of the system back. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try. It totally blew up Audacity. I mean, it just flat, and it's telling me it... if I can get it to come back, I'll be able to continue on here, guys. Otherwise, we may have to take a brief break and while I go fight this thing. It's just sitting here, just giving me fits. So what I may do is there is a trick to this, and I think what it is I'll have to probably do a brief break here or have Karen tap dance.
Hey, co-host.
Yeah, da 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 da. But anyway, God darn this! This thing is just hosed. I do not know what is going on tonight. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry to my audience too. This is not a normal night here, and I'm gonna I'm trying
why
to close.
Why don't I give a shout out while you're doing that?
Why don't you do that? That'll be good. That'll get things going here, and I'll keep going here.
All our buddies out there, we have Amethyst. Hi, Amethyst, and we got good old Castle and our sweet
and our
Kathy, just in that goes. How's the boot button tonight, Kathy? And Domenica Amore, hi, Dom. And Elizabeth Rose, who has her own show with John, which was just on. And Gerber's Daisy and Giraffe and Ms. Ghosts and Psychic Sports Radio. That's the one in Sasquatch.
Yeah.
How you doing? And good old Dan. Hi, everybody. So, John, do you want to take a little break and work on that?
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's gonna take me another couple of minutes. So, I'll tell you guys what. Let's go ahead, and I'm gonna play.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
I want to say one word before you do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Runak Tuye.
What the hell is that?
It's ancient Sumerian, and it's a blessing.
Okay. I was like, huh? I need a blessing on this computer. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I found the problem.
Everybody send good vibes to John's computer.
I think that what I had to do is I had to go down to the application data directory and rename the old Audacity. Directory. Every so often, Audacity will do this kind of thing, and it just goes crazy. Okay, it looks like it's rediscovering itself. Nope, it's not giving me that. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go ahead, guys, and take that blessing and keep going. Let's go ahead and play a little music, and everybody go water the lilies, and I'll be right back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California. Live on blogtalkradio.com.
Just in the last stages of getting this thing back, it really took a dump here. I'm trying to get back where I was, and it just flat screwed up. And I'm sorry, guys. Normally, my equipment, I keep my computers really trim and clean, and everything is right on the money. And tonight, it just decided to go bye-bye. So I am going to try renaming something here, and it looks like that Audacity just had one of those nights where a solar flare or maybe the spirits decided to, you know, do something crazy. I'm just going to rename this back and then see if we could get Audacity to come back, because it was just freaking out.
Did it take a thumper-dumper?
I think it had to do with your whole story about the stripper club thing.
I guess that's what it was.
and so I'm just sitting here now. I just renamed this directory. I had no idea about your life. You could write a book about your life with the stuff you've done, my friend.
You know, after I got through driving a cab for a living, I went to work in a factory building brand new oil field equipment. So that was
oil field equipment?
What's that?
You worked in oil field equipment too?
Yeah.
What happened? You done?
Well, I was in a factory building, you know, equipment that weighed 55 tons when we got it fully assembled. So I worked for really big stuff, and yeah, that was an enjoyable experience. And then, like I said, I went to work for a soil sampling company and did that for a while. And I finally got tired of that. I was like, you know what? I have better things to do in my life. And so I went to work for a road construction company repairing their heavy equipment. I did that for a while, too.
All right. And it's... Let's see. Because I come from a construction family. My grandfather built highways. Oh God, this thing is.
Oh, really, I got to work with some real winners too, because Detroit diesel engines have a right hand or a left hand starter on them. You have to like actually read to see. And this guy ordered the wrong starter, and I told him, "You've ordered the wrong starter." And he said, "No, I haven't." I said, "Okay." And he got the engine cranked up, and the engine was blowing exhaust out the intake, and it was sucking air in through the exhaust pipe. And I told you, got the wrong starter.
Ow.
Some diesel engines really will run backwards. So it had one forward speed and five reverse speeds on that roller.
Ike.
With that engine going the wrong way. So I was like, yeah. So, yeah, I worked with some real winners who are on that road construction equipment. I was like, you know, you got to read every once in a while, okay? It's no big deal. You just have to read.
Reading? What's that?
Well, you know, you always do stuff to see who the people are that you need to keep an eye on. And so I sent this helper over. I said, would you go over to Shane and ask him if you can borrow from me a left-handed metric crescent wrench? He said, sure. So he went over there and asked Shane for the item, and Shane handed him a 12-inch crescent wrench. And he said, this one says 12-inch. It's standard. It's not metric. And Shane said, oh, yeah, sorry. And he reached over and turned the crescent wrench over so it said 300 millimeter. He said, oh, okay, thanks. And then he brought it to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to keep an eye on him, especially when he's operating heavy equipment.
Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm listening, but I'm also just trying. Oh, finally, I found it. Okay, it looks like we're back in business, guys. Oh, I'm I am so sorry, everybody, about this. This was hell on wheels. We saved your reading, my friend.
Oh,
I got it back.
Yay.
Woohoo! Okay, so we're going to continue.
Chewing, can you?
What's that?
You guys can't hear me chewing, can you?
Yeah, oh, I could hear that. It was just, I was assuming you killed something.
I'm
eating my dinner. I got to go to work soon.
No, I just wanted to say, Karen, you chew so pretty.
No, thank you.
I'm so pretty. Okay, let's see. We left off at 12 to 14. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of start back there so we just get back into groove, just see what we had. Do you have children?
No.
You have children? Huh.
Just my dogs. My dogs are like my children.
Okay. Are you wanting children?
Well, I'm not going to say no if they come along, but I have had a palm reader look at my hand years ago. I have two marks on my hand indicating I'm supposed to have two children. So.
Well, this says we're going to help your son now. And if those of you who know about how this show works with the EVP, EVPs don't just form instantly. You know, we'll record them and then you'll play them back here. So, and we do this like right off the griddle. And when you get a little bit of time, you know, even a few minutes like what we just went through, you know, this recovering this thing, and you go back and play the same sequence again, you can get a completely different complexion on what was said. And it went from being about what I thought was about something in the town. It was actually, we're going to help your son now, and it's very clear. So it sounds to me like you have a son in waiting. So the South African thing looks better already. Anyway, 17 through 20 seconds. Next phrase. Here we go. It's saying something like, I'd get in line ahead of me, or, you know, or like I get in line ahead of me. But it's talking about, I think that this has to do with what your aunt was talking about, you know, about changing the order of things with hurry up and get over here so I can, you know, have this different relationship with the parent-parental thing. So I think that what that may mean. Let's keep going, though. 20 to 23 and a half seconds. Next phrase. Okay, constant messages of affirming that you are going to get help. I'm looking out going to help you. 23 and a half to 26, next phrase. Okay, next one. It says, I'll hurry up, I'm late. So So this whole thing about the timing and everything, they're really kind of pushing on this time deal with you. I think they're really wanting this love thing to go on and you to get the children and, you know, get on with it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. 2 o'clock's ticking kind of deal. So 26 to 28, final part of the first question. Here we go. Okay, I can't get the first word. I think it's like pushing, but it's extremely clear and very, very clear on the end who you are. And this, it sounds like a male. So pushing who you are, I really get the feeling they're really trying to get you to be more of who you are, kind of push it out there and really go for it. You've had this immensely varied life. I mean, we learned a lot about your life here as we've talked, you know, and the whole purpose in this whole thing tonight was to kind of just bring you out and talk a bit about yourself. And I think even this whole technical difficulty, this stuff never happens to my systems. And to have it happen tonight like that was okay. That was strange, and I was able to get things back. But we learned a lot about you, you know, and that all falls into this. So I think let's take the next one, the second question. Here we go. This is roughly about 31 to 33 seconds. Let's play the second question.
What is the timing on this?
And I think they're going to be giving you a lot to talk about here because they are really, and there's like real strong, strong speech patterns here. So let's take the first one, 33 to 35. Here we go. Okay, this is like really good stuff. Do you know somebody named Tommy or with an Ami kind of name? Who's passed?
Well, my grandfather's father's name was Thomas. I think they called him Tommy. That's who
okay.
I'm named after is Thomas.
Well, he says hello.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're jumping in. The whole family is jumping in now that they're they're around you, and this whole thing with your I think what was it? You have multiple sclerosis, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. They're definitely around you in this. So part of this is a real supportive thing that they're wanting you to, you know, seize the day now. That's the thing I get out of this is like it's about now. And this woman coming in and all that, I would, you know, if I was in your shoes, I'd glom onto her like, you know, right now. I mean, open the door, say, come on out right now. Fly out as soon as you can. Okay, 35 and a half to 38 seconds, next phrase. Now, I'm going to have to break this up a little because they have a lot to say in this. It's about a six-second burst here, so I'll do my best with this. Here we go, 35 and a half to 38. Okay, now, is your nickname in the family Tommy?
Yeah, when I was young.
Okay, they're calling you Tommy, so what they're saying is, Tommy, you have the best heart, okay? So they're really, it's all around, this is all about you. I mean, they're really focusing on getting you bucked up and getting out there. 38 seconds to 40, actually just slightly before 38 and to slightly after 40, here we go. Okay. okay, there's two possible meanings for this, and I'm putting question marks around this because one, it could be heaven sure loves you. The other, it would be heaven she loves you. So I can't settle on one or the other, and I'm not going to pick. I think it could be a dual meaning one, meaning both of them are correct,
okay.
Yeah, which has happened. So bottom line, she's already told you she loves you there in South Africa, and that's Katie, right? No, Kaylee.
Kaylee.
So, you know, and in heaven also being full of people who care about you who are showing up like this, I think it's a double meaning type thing. Here we go, 40 to 43 seconds, next phrase. Okay. They're saying they all stand there near you. We all stand there near you. So have you been having paranormal phenomena around the house or sightings of shadows, things like that?
Every day.
Okay. Then pretty much family members and friends who passed and probably your guides and angels too are definitely there. It's a big thing. Now, this is there's something really strange about this particular recording. You know how I talk about Big Circle and Debbie Caruso and company. And by the way, Debbie, thank you. We love you guys up there because without them, this wouldn't be possible. They really do a lot to help us. So everybody, big shout out to them on the other side who are doing all this work to make this possible. But on the left channel right now, I'm looking at just some wild stuff here. Usually it's pretty low and subdued. There's just these just amazing bursts of energy on the left side that just pop out of nowhere. And it's just not what I normally see, so I just find it unique. But let's keep going. Now, this is going to have a kind of a bit of a jolt here based on this thing I'm telling you about with these strange patterns. 43 to 46, let's see what we get on this next phrase. Okay, this is a male speaking. He's saying, we loving to help people. So, you know, it's just their way of saying it, but they love to help people. And so it's not, I would tend to think that that's going to be maybe a guide coming through or, you know, some higher power, something like that. It's really unique. I want to clip this one and just put it aside for a reference copy because it's so different. 46 and a half to 49, next phrase. Here we go. It's saying one day you're going to go to, and I think it's heaven or something like that. And it's very, this one's real hard, but one day you're going to, and that's about the best I can do with that. I'm going to put question marks around going to heaven. It just sounded like it was in that general area, but I'm not going to go 100% on that. Bottom line is, but this whole thing is just really a positive, slipstream, if you will. 49 to 51 seconds. Next phrase. Here we go. Okay. Okay. These seem to be the same guy that was talking that had that real emphatic thing back a couple of phrases ago. I'm with you into the light. I'm with you into the light. And here's the end of the second question, 51 to 54 seconds. Here we go. Okay. Do you have any worries about Kaylee when she comes over?
Not if she comes here, no.
Good, because yeah, that's the right way to be with this, because what they just said to you is Kaylee is going to love you, or Kaylee is going to like you, but it's I'm going to go with love you. Okay? So it's like when she gets here to see
John,
you.
John, I got to tell you something, man. After all the women I've experienced over the years, just having coffee with them or something, there ain't nothing that scares me.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, I don't think it's even so much scared. It's just they're predicting for you that this is a good match, is what they're saying.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, I think you're in a great place, dude. 1 minute to 102, and this is a really powerful burst, so I don't know what we've got here, but actually, first let me play the question. I think that's, this is the third question and final on the set. Here we go.
Are you going to come back as a boy or a girl?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is like a really powerful burst, and I'm not sure what they're going to do, but let's see what we got. 1 minute to 102. Okay, it's something, this is again, it's one of those, it's one of those phrases that just, from whoever's saying this, is a pretty powerful entity, and what I'm catching is it's a boy. So, tell you it's a boy. Then let's go 102 to 104 and a half, next phrase, here we go, and then it gets into some really powerful stuff here. Okay, I finally got that. It took a bit. We're here pleasing them. And so the next one is going to be an arbitrary cutoff for me because it runs on so long. Another major burst, except this one doesn't have the dual channel. It's the right channel. It's pretty much going the normal way I expect, but it's a big one here. 104 and a half to 108. Let's see what we get. Okay, he tells you this light is good for me. He tells you this light is good for me. Then the next phrase here goes from 108 to 111. Here we go. let go of you, basically telling you just to let go and just go with it. It's like, because I kind of sensed in a little bit of the way you've talked, there's just that hesitation slightly, and you're just kind of overanalyzing it. 111 to 114, here we go. Okay, this one, I can't hear what the first part is being said. It's absolutely just too full of noise. But what I get at the very end, which is pretty clear, is come sit beside you. So, you know, with the overall gist of this whole thing, is it's a really positive set of, you know, things that we got. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to the beginning. And let's check the chat room, make sure everybody's good. Do you need some soft shoes? Kathy's late going. Anyway, we got a fair number of folks out there for a late night Tuesday. Got Amethyst, Castle, Kathy. Kathy with the blue button. Hey, Kathy, I didn't see you come in. Got Gerber Daisy, Giraffe, Karen Stream, who's co-hosting with me tonight. Ms. Ghost, hey, how are you doing? And Psychic Sports Radio, good to see you. I'm not sure if you have a show out on the Blog Talk, but go ahead and post your link out there if you like. We got Thomas here, Sasquatch Spirit is here with us, and we have Vicodan. And for all the lurkers out there, good to see you too. Anyway, let's go ahead and read this, and then we'll just, you know, talk with Thomas after. First question was, is Kaylee the one you're going to what was the first question here? I can't even read my own writing in this darkness here. Let me just go play it. Hell, that's the simplest thing to do. So we'll play that.
Is Kaylee the one who chose to be your mother?
Okay, it chose to be your mother. And first thing it says, love to say Kaylee, love she's going to show you. I sure love you. And then it says, I save you. Then it says, we're going to help you, your son now. So talking about a future child, which you already talked about, the fact you had the two lines on your hand indicating two children. I got something about getting in line ahead of me. And so I'm beginning to think this might have to do with the lifetime or, you know, agreement type things that you were talking about earlier. I'm looking up. I'm going to help you. Hurry up. I'm late. Pushing who you are. And they were really kind of emphatic on that. What's the timing on this is the second question. Tommy says, hello, friend. And then 35 through 38. Tommy, you have the best heart. Heaven sure loves you, or heaven she loves you, which I think is the dual meaning thing we talked about. We all stand there near you. We're loving to help people. This is where that powerful energy started coming in, and really kind of surprised. It was a surprising look on the screen here. One day you're going to be going to, and I had question marks about heaven, but something along those lines. I'm with you into the light. Kaylee is going to like you, or Kaylee is going to love you.
Let me stop you right there. You're raising question marks about I'm going to heaven?
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to clarify that. If a man meets the right woman in life, would that not like be going to heaven?
Yeah, I agree. Bottom line, where I'm at right now, I'm like, it's more like if you put me in the role of a doctor, I'm kind of just reading through the technical side, and I'm not thinking it through very well, and I'm just reading it through. But if you were to look at that, you know, the way I wrote it, with the one day you're going to go, that was one of the ones I had trouble. I could not tell what was being said, and I just had to put the best that I could based on what I thought I heard. So that's what I'm meaning on that. But I think you're going to go to heaven because you got a great heart. You know, they're giving you, they're singing your praises here big time. Third question, boy or girl, very powerful first response, and I interpreted it to mean it's a boy. And we're here pleasing them, as the next thing said. We're here to tell you, and I can't read that. I didn't write that very well. Light is good for me is the next one. Let go of you. That was a big one. I think that that's the one where I kind of interpreted based on just listening to you a little bit. And then somebody at the very end comes sit beside you. Someone is sitting with you. And you talked about the paranormal activity in your house. So my read on all of this, you know, Mr. Thomas, is that you've been a little unsure in your heart about all of this going on. And you kind of brought it up in the earlier part where you said you had a pretty good thing with the dogs, and then this woman comes along and changes everything. This is really good for you. You need this. And you're going through this disease thing, and that's going to change the whole course of this with her. She's going to be really good for you, okay? So, you know, I just would reach out. And you're showing enough courage to do that, you know, with what you do. Kind of like, me with this show and the things I do, I've been through a similar path with you. And I reach out to people with it, and it's really helped me a lot. And you're doing the same thing with your own radio show. But the next thing that's happening with you is it's opening up your heart, and it's bringing this woman from far across the ocean to you who will open your eyes to a different reality. And I really just get a good feeling with it. So there you go. Now I'm going to shut up.
I don't know what to say about all that, man. You know, I've asked similar questions to what I asked here of 9 different people who do readings, and it's scary how close their readings come out the same.
Really did this one come out? Did it come out about the same?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, the nice part about this one is you get actual physical, you know, there's actually a physical record. You know, it's not just somebody pulling this out, although what you're doing is smart. And, you know, when you deal with psychics and mediums, it's always good to run a check a little bit. It's not a good thing to get in all the time, you know, and a lot of people are going to take exception to this, but, you know, I'm in mediumship training myself right now. And one of the things I've learned in watching, you know, the real pros, the really good people who really know what they're doing with this kind of thing, they look at mediumship in the sense that when somebody is being read, you know, it's good maybe twice a year, you know, for them to kind of go out and get a check reading. So you find the one that you're comfortable with that you know is accurate, and then you just, you know, bring them in, you know, and work with those people. And maybe you have two, but, you know, to kind of check the results against. But a lot of people get kind of like junkies with it. And, you know, you just have to be careful. It's one thing to come in and listen, like on the show, you have an audience or, you know, people are listening in, but when it's you, your heart being read, you know, you need, spirit comes in to help you, but then they're only giving you that little guidance, and then you're kind of obligated to do something with it. And so that's what I think is happening here. Now you're testing this, you're testing it, and you know it's objectively, it's a real thing. But when you when it's in your face like this, and you've gotten how many? You've had, you know, 6, 7, you know, and now you've got me coming in with almost the same result. So they're pretty much guaranteeing you. I mean, this is you know, this is the one that I think with physical evidence says, okay, she's it. Go get her. You know, I just get a good feeling for you on this. I'm just excited for you, man.
I have to say, it seems like the impossible dream. That's why I question it so much, because I've wanted this for years.
Yeah, but stop with the impossible right now.
Yeah.
You know, you know, there's one thing I've learned about impossible. It's that word is probably one of the worst words in the English language. You know, I can't tell you how many impossibles I've seen, you know, take place. And, you know, especially when people tell me that, you know, oh, there's no way you could do that. It's impossible. Then I go do it just to piss them off. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, take that out of your lexicon, because really, what you're doing is you're hiding behind that, and it's not a conscious decision. It's just that you are guarding your heart, and it's a normal response that human beings have. I hate to say it, I have that in spades after my divorce and the things I've been through, and I'm evolving to that point where I'm going to risk again. But it's just it's a process. It ain't perfect, and you've been through it, and it's just. The thing I would worry about is she comes here and you get to know her, and then you're so waiting for the other foot to drop, it kind of damages things. Just accept, they're seeing roll with it. They are very wise on the other side. They know what you need and they know about your heart. They're just trying to get you to see that. And through these messages and the things that are going on and all these other psychics and mediums that you've been seeing, they're confirming it. So, this should be absolute proof that you just need to just enjoy her and let her enjoy you and let life just kind of flow and it's going to be happy. And yeah. Kathy had it right there. Go with the flow, Thomas. That's it. It's a flow. And you're past the storms. You're past all the things that have gone wrong. You're at a nice flat zone there where you can really enjoy the ride and look at beautiful things with this beautiful lady with you, and you can point at stuff and go, ooh, that's pretty. What do you think of that? And make her day, and she'll make yours, and you'll wake up in love with each other every morning. And that's what you deserve.
Enjoy
you've earned
dance,
your keep.
Thomas.
What's that, Karen?
Yep. Enjoy the dance.
Oh, I will.
Well, hey, my friend, I'm glad you came on tonight, and I appreciate everybody who put up with our technical difficulties tonight with this. This was a really tough one. For whatever reason, Spirit wanted us to talk about stripper clubs and talk about oil equipment and construction gear and fighting my computer and everything else that went wrong. But, it really came out. It's one of the better slipstreams I've done in a while. And I'm excited for you. I think you're in great shape, my friend.
I guess I am just going to have to break down and accept that. It's, I don't know. I think I open mouthed in search of it because I was meditating one day and I got a little voice that came into my head, and I said very clearly to the voice, I said, if another woman is in my life, she's going to have to completely take me off guard. End of story.
Wow.
And
well,
this one has.
Yep. I think that's been the plan all along, and this is all kind of predestined. There were soul agreements made a long time ago for this, and you just need to just enjoy it. She's perfect for you. Just, there's a little age difference there. Don't even worry about that. I mean, that's the least of it. Just, a few practical things about distance and, deciding what to do, and just kind of take your time with it a little bit and let it happen and let the flow happen. Enjoy it. Just enjoy yourself. It's going to go good. Yeah.
I knew I was in trouble when she started asking me if she could plant a vegetable and herb garden if she came here. I'm like, uh-oh.
Just say yes.
I did. I said, sure, why would I tell you no? It means I'd have less backyard to mow. Yeah, come on.
And she can cook with it. So
yeah.
So you get your food.
Now you say, now see, yeah, but it's going to go good. I'm just so glad you came on today and we talked about this. And I'm looking forward to coming on your show, and I'll give you a call here tomorrow night when I'm done with our garden out here and talk with you a little bit about it, okay?
That'll be great.
Nice talking to you, Thomas.
Oh, and okay. I'm sorry I took up most of your show, John. I apologize for that. But
it's not. Hey, you know what? This is how it works. And sometimes, when a human heart needs to be spoken to, that's the way it works. That's why we do this show. And for I told you the other day, we were going to do this show just basically to pull you in, and so it was your show. And we do have one caller out there waiting. That I see out there and with their hand up, and so we'll do one more. But hey, I'm just glad this was for you today.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I thank you very much.
Okay, my friend. If you want to just stay on the line, just stay on, and we'll just bring this other one on and go with the 20 minutes we have remaining.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. 604, I'm going to bring you on. And we also have a 757, and I'm not sure. That could be Kathy, but she might be listening in on just on the line. But here we go, 604. I have you on 604. Hello. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello. How are you?
Is this? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Michael? Yeah, it's Michael.
God, I'm good at these voices. My God.
Yeah.
You haven't been on forever, my friend. How the hell are you?
Oh, not too bad. Last time I was on, I wished you a happy birthday in the overless voice, but everybody thought I was a troll. But anyway, yeah.
Hello.
Oh my
so,
God!
Happy belated birthday again. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be. You know, it's funny. I'm 51 years old now, and I'm still 25 on Mars, and I'm.
Me
but
too.
I am, yeah, I'm going to be going to. I'm going to be going to. You know, on this grand tour here,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be. I'm going to actually be 51 years old, standing in front of the Area 51 mailbox.
Wow.
So on the way
that,
down, we're just
so
going to stop, say hi to the U.S. government and go, we did it. Now we're going to get out of their face. So
that's pretty cool because that's so synchronistic because I was listening to another show about crop circles and stuff, and the question was that came up that has EVPs been done in them? And I thought of you, right? Have you ever considered possibly going to a crop circle and trying this stuff?
Well, you know, what's funny is I've been looking at the whole phenomena of EVP with a critical eye as to, you know, how to explain it and been trying different things.
Yeah.
This coming weekend, we're going to be going back to the Black Chasm Caves where we did EVP underground. We were roughly on the order of about 200 feet underground, and we got EVP. I mean, I've got a ton of evidence for this client, and I've been looking at EVP with regard to how you could get, where other places you could get it. One of the areas that I'm deeply interested in trying is to get in contact with a like-minded astronaut who would be doing time on the International Space Station
right.
and would be willing to basically do some test recordings in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
And send back and do an EVP session for me and send it back and let me analyze it.
Oh.
That's one of the things, but I never thought about a crop circle before.
Well, the thing
that's
is,
actually a great idea.
The way it came up is that I've had a whole bunch of real synchronistic stuff come my way. I was talking to people and downloading information, and it had to do with the crop circles forming in England, and it was like every time I spoke about something or a sacred geometric shape, they made the crop circle. And the last one, I asked for confirmation, and it hit it again, and it kind of blew me away. So I was wondering, you know, how I always come in with, you know, asking certain people to come with messages. I thought maybe I should try asking the people that are making the crop circles of what they could say through OV.
Well, you know what's even more, would even be a really, almost a better idea in a way?
What's that?
Is to pick a location where you want a crop circle farm and ask them to go make it.
Well, this is what's happened.
Oh, it is.
This is what's been going on. I've been calling the last six crop circles. It's too synchronistic. And stuff is like this has been going on. It's been confirmation for me in so many ways. And this is why I wanted to try it, to speak to Ovi, maybe see what would come through. Do we have enough time? Or?
We got about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could get one in if you could do one.
There's another thing I wanted to try. I think I mentioned it to you before when we tried the Ovalis. Even before we asked a question and started talking, and it got to me to thinking that maybe if I talk to it, we can get a real in-time conversation where my voice would be recorded, and then see if it answers me in real time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we
you
can
think
do
that.
So,
do you want to try that?
Why don't we? You know, you're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah, it can be done. And I happen to have the original ovulus here, and I just got confirmation from Bill Chappell that my new ovulus is on the way. So it's actually in shipment right now.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I have the ovulus one here, but I ordered a new one, and I got the ovulus PX model, which has all this extra capability. So,
okay.
But I just happen to have the my regular one here in Studio
okay.
A. I just had moved it out here and hadn't put it back. So you got
okay,
it.
Okay, we got 15 minutes or so, I guess. Eh?
Let's give it a shot. So I'll tell
okay.
you what. Let's go ahead and put it into the speaker. And I know it. And I'm going to go ahead and I'll just start the recorder up right now, and we'll just play it and see what we get. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got to turn this on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Okay, start asking.
Hello, the people or the beings that were making the crop circle, are they in communication right now?
Turn.
Keep talking.
The geometric shapes, are they in sync or in line with what I've been talking about?
Upstairs. Art. Fit. Lem. Remo. Frank. Raster. Bold.
How are you guys trying to help
with
us?
Think. Talk. Pay. None.
Does it have to do with aviary?
Land. Remote. Mercury. Stair.
Okay, I'm going to stop here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a try, anyway.
And it's always good to try new techniques like this. You know,
have you ever tried that?
No, I never. Not in the sense that you know, of doing an interactive conversation where we just
right.
kept
okay.
going right over the top of it.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is shorten it up, and you know, and the thing is with these things. Either it's complete garbage, or
yep.
we're going to be getting you know, some meaningful responses.
Right.
And then what I'll do is I'm going to just cut it all up real fast. We've got enough
okay.
time to do this.
Yep.
I'll run a compression set on it so that it just brings out the brings it up so it's a little more audible. Now,
okay.
what I did detect in the word, what normally would be words that would be fully formed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fully forming, and that seems to be what the other side can do. They can actually influence the ovulus a little bit and change things as it's going. And so it has this ovulus has a 512-word dictionary,
yeah.
and it says things that are not in the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
So we've had that happen many a time, and Bill Chappell still can't quite explain it other than to say, well, it's paranormal.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to agree. So now I'm just I'm making pretty good headway here. Let's see. It's yeah. Looks like we're almost there. I got everything cut up pretty good. We're almost there. And it seems to be about every 2 to 4 seconds we were getting words.
Uh-huh.
So it was really clipping right along. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take your first question and just play it real quick. 1118.
Cards.
Hello, Window.
Window. And I forgot to run the compression, so let me just run that. It'll take just a couple of seconds with such a short sample. So come on, guys. Here we go. All right. And we'll take a second to do its thing. Okay, here we go. So that, from about 10 seconds on, I'll play four words at a time, 10 to 13. Here we go.
Window, fear, ready, turn.
Window fear, ready, turn. Window fear, ready, turn. And then the next set is, I think, a question by you. So let me just play this. Keep talking.
The geometric shapes. Okay,
and I'll play the second part of your question. Here, I'll just play the full thing.
The geometric shapes. Are they in sync or what I've been...
Now, those geometric shapes often are mathematical formula that are being communicated, by the way. That's just my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
20 through 23, here we go. Upstairs art fit men. Doesn't that make sense to you? They're from above. They're creating art for men.
Right.
Or for man.
Mm-hmm.
And 23 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah, they're creating art for man. This is actually pretty neat. 23 to 26. Next phrase. Here we go. It's something, I don't know what this Frank Raster thing is, but remove wounds. If it had to do something with like earth energy or something like that, that could be.
Well, the whole thing was that with the last month here, with all the global intentions thing, with the Unity Wave and all that thing, the focus on the Gulf, right? And
yeah.
I found it kind of synchronistic that it actually got stopped just prior to the Unity Wave, it was kind of everybody expecting it to happen that day, but it happened before then for some reason. But anyway,
Okay, here we go. 26 to 30 seconds. Next set of phrases. Let's see what we get.
How are you guys trying to help us? In short,
payment.
How are you guys trying to help us?
In short, payment.
How are you guys trying to help us?
In short, payment.
How are you guys trying to help us?
In short, payment.
Okay.
In my basement?
No, they're saying something about helping people. Here we go. Let me just take it.
In short, payment. 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 In
enjoyment?
In short, payment. In short, payment. In short, payment. In short, payment.
Enjoy airmen. I don't know, that's what I'm hearing.
Think something payer, man. And it's something about paying, I think that they're talking about almost paying attention or it's something
like... Pay attention to the airmen, the astronauts. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more about paying attention and looking at the global picture,
mm-hmm.
that could be...
Yeah.
And again, we're really infusing a lot of liberty in this. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
one thing for me to do EVP and have EVP here and hear the things that we are, that I know are spirit speaking
mm-hmm.
versus this is a dictionary device that we're really infusing a lot of liberties here.
Yeah, this is what I've noticed. Like with the OpenList, it would actually substitute words closest to the meaning or something. Because listening to some of the transcripts before, I noticed that I listened to what you got, and then I listened to what I got, and I got some different messages, and I noticed the techniques of how they used that or did that. I mean, with the limited words, I know.
Okay, here we go. Looks like I think a final question with you. 30 to 32. Let me just play this.
Does it have to do with the hearing?
Okay, and then I'm going to jump in and just play these last few. Here we go.
Land, remote, mercury, stare.
We blend remote, mercury, stare. Now, something, I'm going to say something about mercury. It's used a lot here. And the thing that has really been coming out is mercury has some very unusual levitation properties, especially as a plasma. It does some things that are almost miraculous. And there's a lot of talk and a lot of excitement in the business, and it's actually been known, these properties, since World War II,
right,
about mercury and what it does.
Evidently our
UFO friends, and who knows, or interdimensional, or whoever is dealing with us, is very aware of these technologies. Now, I don't know what to make of it, what it's saying here, but it says something about mercury.
What you've just said relates to what I do, because I build orgone generators with mercury in it.
Well, what's interesting here is these circles are created by balls of energy.
Yep.
Often they're seen nearby. One of the things I think with crop circles is that you're dealing with remote piloted vehicles that have unique abilities to create these shapes in the ground for us. They are literally remote powered, and they may have this mercury thing going in there.
Yeah.
Mercury is also a messenger. Mercury
is
a god of communication type thing.
Yeah.
So it could be a whole range of things, but... bottom line, I think there's something to this. I think this is kind of neat. I don't know, how accurate we were, but I think, definitely a neat question. And when you do this next time, let us know when you did the prediction, like predict ahead of time.
I've got it documented even. I did it in picture form, because it all started with a video called The Mythic Call. And there's a couple called that, but there's one, it's to do with the druids and stuff coming to the North America and bequeathing this blue star medicine to the Hopi nation and so forth. And in that video, it started visualizing a bunch of geometric shapes and so forth, but I have an understanding of that also. So in discussing this video and relaying my information, downloading, these crop circles started coming to my attention, and they were going in sync with what I was talking about, and in ahead of time. It was almost like I was predicting what was going to happen, and it was blowing me away. But that's why I wanted to ask you about it and see what.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send me some links and stuff to some of this? I'd like to look at this a little more.
Okay.
We got about 3 minutes left.
I'll get off and let you finish up the show. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and thank you, Mark, for calling in. But
you.
Shoot me an email. I am interested in this.
Yeah.
And,
okay, it's been a good night. Thanks again, all. And, we'll see you in the next crop circle.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later. He's the neatest guy. He's got a different mindset that's completely original, and I just like talking with him because he's always got an interesting, angle on things. And the crop circle thing, I definitely have an interest in it. And he's got my mind thinking about this. I'm going to ask him to try to create one here near us in Shingle Springs to see if we can get a report out. And if it can get close enough and I can get an EVP out of it, I'll go out of my way to do this, to do an EVP session.
Do you have any crop circles around?
Well, we're going to find out, if we can get him to work a deal with these guys on the other side. Let's see what we can do. I mean, I'm willing to go for it.
Yeah.
But, hey, you want to do the shout-out to the remaining few faithful?
Hi, everybody out there. We have Kessel and our sweet Kathy, Gerber Daisy, Giraffe, and Thomas, Sasquatch.
Okay. And the Master Chief is here.
And Master Chief.
Actually, in Halo, there's one of my favorite things that the Master Chief says: "The ring will kill us all." Anyway, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and thank you everybody for listening in tonight. Tonight was Thomas's night, and he's still online with us. So, Thomas, thank you for being here with us, my friend.
Thanks. Good night, everybody, and blessings to you all. I love you.
Yeah, and look forward to us coming up Thursday. We'll be doing another soul stream here real soon, and be ready to call in. We will limit it to this time to the one question per, and I'm going to make it a big thing to try to get three people in. So, be ready with your calls there on Thursday, and that should do it. So we wrapped another successful one up in the can here. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off, and God bless you, and take care, everybody.
Good night
now.
Good night.